Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Imagine this. Let's imagine this. Let's talk football for a moment.
Uh-oh.
John, we'll start with you.
Come on.
Where do you put the glove at? Anyway, so imagine being on the football field. Just imagine for a moment, because most of us are just fans.
Mm.
We're just fans. And it's an interesting terminology, because fans just kind of like have air come out, or at least cause the movement of air, right? To blow over the real deal, right?
I know some fans that, yeah.
Yeah. And and I know you've been watching it on ESPN and Fox Sports and whatever, and you may have even been able to afford some of the tickets to go to the games. And but know this. Imagine yourself on the field. I know you have imagined yourself, people shouting your name. I've heard some folks like that, you know, talk about it. I'm just dumbfounded. But somebody was just like, we don't have time to talk about Pat right now. But and so you're on the field, and you have how many players on your team?
11.
11 players on your team, believe it or not. So it boils down to 11 folks.
That's it.
11 folks on your team and 11 on the opposing team. Mm-hmm. And some teams forget that, and that's when they throw yellow flags out. And so here you are, you're on the field. And this is the game. I mean, this is it. All you're rehearsing, all you're practicing. And I was shocked at the playbooks for the NFL.
Oh.
They're like 5-inch binders.
Huge.
I'm thinking, like, this guy's not going to be able to remember all those plays. But you got some really smart folks that are on the NFL team. I mean, there's so much things you have to know, everything at the same time. And so you go through all this training, all this exercising, you get all your joints checked out, you get all your muscles checked out, you get all your thoughts checked out, you get your vision right, make sure everything's lined up. They have a doctor for everything. They want to make sure that you're in good working order in the context of that. They've been paying you money as they've been preparing you to be able to play this game. And all of a sudden there comes this one moment when all the practice is over and there's no more practice anymore. And this is the day. I remember when I was playing as a young kid, I played all the way up to my high school years, and there was nothing like game day. Mm-hmm. You remember game day? It was like, oh my goodness, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
And it almost does seem kind of surreal at first, until all of a sudden, like, we're in, this is it, this is happening. And so, and all of a sudden now you are on the field. You've already busted the paper already. They've already shouted your name, Pat. No, you're on the field, and there's 11 of you. There's 11 of you. You are representing the owner. You're representing the owner, and the coach has been hired by the owner. And the coach and the owner has worked together to be able to determine who that quarterback's going to be. It's the captain of the team, and the captain and the coach and the owner have selected each of those other 10 players who are going to be playing, and the coach and the quarterback are going to call plays in hopes that they would please the owner by winning the game. That's why this whole thing happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so understand this. If you're on the field, you're not watching the game. You're in the game. You are in the game. You are, and I got to tell you again, you're in the game. And imagine this. Here you are standing there doing nothing. I mean nothing. You're not blocking. You're not making a hole. You're not running for a pass. You're just standing there. That means it leaves 9 other folks in the quarterback to be able to work out a play. But everybody has the position. Everybody's been called to a certain thing by God. Many people who are moving in the right area, in the right place, at the right time of God, don't survive it because other people who were called to play their place didn't stay in their place. They didn't stay faithful to their position. They didn't play the front line. They didn't play the tight end. They didn't play the running back. They didn't play the defense. Whatever it was, special teams, I don't know. And you're in the game. And if you don't play your role, if you don't get this understanding. You're in the game. You're going to cost the game. It doesn't matter how good the quarterback is. It doesn't matter how folks are. You're a weak link. You're where the enemy's going to come through at. You're on the other side. If you're not for your team, you're on the other side. It's better for them to be without you than for you to be out there, because now they actually think that you're actually going to do something, and you're not going to do anything. You're not in the stadium cheering people on. You're actually in the game.
Mm.
And people, can you imagine just standing there and all of a sudden, you know, the quarterback throws the ball at you and you can't believe that somebody's asking you to go do something in ministry, right? You can't believe somebody's asking you to go do something, and it just hits your chest and drops to the ground. And you go, what's he doing throwing the ball to me? It's because you're in the game. The owner of the team is God. Jesus, the supreme administrator, the supreme organizer of the church, has chosen five gifts, fivefold, actually three, apostles, prophets, and pastors, to be able to train you up to be able to fight in this fight, the fight of faith. And you are called to be in the team. You're not called to watch the team. You're not called to sit back there and deliver. Oh, you just come on. You're on the field. You are on the field. And right now, we have another team coming against us. Our team are called the light, and the other team's called the darkness. And we are under the supreme organizer of our team, Jesus Christ. And we need to line up and find out who's calling the shots in the context of what he's called us to do, and realize that you have a position to play, and you need to wake up. We are Americans, and we need to be Christians. We need to realize that we are in this game, and we are not fans. Fans are not in the light. Fans are in darkness. They don't understand. They're not really playing the game, even though they bought the jersey, even though they got the trophy, even though they took a picture. They took a picture with people who are really in the game. They're not getting the paycheck. The player's getting the paycheck. They're not going to be in eternity at the throne room of God saying, well played, thy good and faithful servant. You're going to watch from a distance as a goat and say, well played. You're going to overhear the conversation for the one who said, I'm in. I'm all in. I'm on your side. I'm fighting the good fight of faith. I'm yours, Lord. I mean, we are in the game. When you were born again, when you said you were born again, you have entered into the team. You should have went into training. You should have went into the discipleship immediately. You should have found out, who has God called you to relate to? Who is the quarterback in your life? Who is the running back? Who is the tight end? Who is the center? Who is the receiver? Who's the defensive back? You got to know your place, and you got to play your role, whatever it is. Understand how foolish it looks and how vulnerable it is for a team when a player is on the field not playing their role. Understand how foolish that is and how dangerous that is. And how assuredly that is, that team is not going to win. And understand how powerful it is if you just listen to the quarterback. If you just understand the owner knew what he was doing when he hired the coach. When he allowed that particular quarterback to be in that position. They talked about you before you even showed up. They looked over your stuff before you got there. And they decided, you're on my team. Church, it's time to play ball. We're so excited to be able to tell you about our new expanded audience. We're going to give a big shout out and hello to the Emerald Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida, as we're bringing in 1.4 million new viewers, because we are going to be on WHBR. That's right, the VFM radio program. You're finally going to get a chance to be able to see us Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we're always going to be here on VFN Radio 24/7, live from 9 to 11 Central Time. But you're going to be able to see us on every day, that day, on WHBR. Find out your listings in the area. You can go to VFNTV.com to find out the times and locations for your area. But it's 2 p.m. Central Time, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida. You'll be able to see us. VFN Radio taking place. We are so excited about it.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you. and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving, or how you, your business, or ministry can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.